feel bad about it, you know, 9 days later.
Oh my gosh, that's
Wow. Just don't want to get off track
now.
Okay.
And the civil air patrol was supposed to make it. We discussed it yesterday. Instead, we focused on the employment generated by the airport, which is big, and you'll see it in the.
And that's fair, but yeah.
But you're absolutely right.
Okay, I got you.
They could have put down the insanity.
I always say the hard stuff of being a leader is not the hard stuff. People stuff is the hard stuff.
It's
amazing to me.
I don't play like that in my head, you know? One time you have a good brand, it swells in.
Right.
Deals are hard, and the people. They don't hire good BDOs anymore. They hire salespeople who don't understand, you know, credit and get skin. They just hire charismatic salespeople. So, it's a problem.
You work in Palm Beach. Are they, Travis and that, are they going to be limiting their...
You probably didn't see this in
like their shows?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't anything. My assistant's husband actually does crew there. You know, like
really? I heard they were talking about 250.
So far,
there
hasn't been any show canceled.
So that shuts Broadway down.
A couple
my daughter's supposed to fly home, but they told
her coming. I assume that's going to continue then.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
so I don't know. It'll be interesting. A bunch of my legal conferences
have to be shut down. You know.
So I, you know,
international travel.
Like people are making the decision to cancel for
tomorrow.
So I suspect
like Saturday, and I'm
going to get a lot of
shut airports. Our airport's different than any
other people
congregate. I have actually
bachelorette parties to go to in April.
Right, terminal.
And
everybody of like canceled
the ride.
You know, right next to each other.
Because it's been like falling domino. Can't go. So. But they haven't canceled any of the flights or anything, so.
I had a vision, a hunch.
She hasn't canceled her wedding.
Well, her wedding. It's a Labor Day, so.
He's got to do work.
But she's in D.C., so lots of international visits.
Because they say he's not doing enough, you know,
that kind of thing.
There's no direction.
I grabbed some more coffee off while everyone sat.
Somehow I got screwed up on this last one.
Well, they got it back. They were down this morning before it had opened.
Yeah, of course not. He was sitting on the door. He said, here's what I'm going to do. And he just made a choice. That's the way things are these days. Blue or red, I didn't think you could see it any other way. I'll tell you what I really like. I like this answer. He's done a good job so far. He's a smart guy. My brain is on. I'm down two people today. Blowing up. I'm 80% here, 20%.
Rick Scott is self-quarantined.
Because he was shaking hands with a Brazilian guy or whatever.
Rick Scott's going to be self-quarantined now?
Why not?
That's one way to avoid the controversy, isn't it?
That's the easy way out. You know what? I'm tired of it. I think Nick's exhausted.
Right.
Is he, are they going to, like, not, you know, take any salary for the next 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. He's working from home.
Now, did he shake hands or was he just with that guy in the same room?
I think he shook hands. I'll tell you a second.
So he's out of precaution self-quarantine, not exhibiting any symptoms. Can I tell you, I didn't mind a lot until they got until the March Madness and then they sent me to the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
That's when it really got under my skin. I was like, if I have to quarantine at home, what am I going to do? Watch Netflix all day? They are. They literally stop the SEC and the ACC and all the basketball tournaments in the middle of the event. The NBA walked off the basketball court. Like, they're going to write books about this for years.
Oh, so you just came in contact with the guy.
Do we have a speaker?
Tom Hanks, right?
Tom Hanks for president.
Probably would get elected.
Tom Hanks for president.
He probably would.
I think he will. Is it Flash Tom Hanks?
She will.
Tom Hanks? Mr. Rogers Tom Hanks?
Joe versus the volcano. Remember that? Was it Bud Izzard?
Can I tell you, I'm probably the most like that movie. I tell everybody to go see it because it's so metaphorical for so much.
That's funny.
Do you remember it well? Remember the movie well?
I was in school.
Told you.
47?
Let's see, I'm 10 years old. This is probably out when
okay, so I was in high school maybe?
Probably junior high.
Just scary looking movie.
The beginning of that I recall is if you're a
character.
He
is?
He works in that company.
Does he get like sent out to the jungle?
No, not at all. He works in a company and they all wear black suits, white shirts and ties and black shoes and the suits, and they go walking in every day and everybody and gray, and they go working this, you know, it's almost like in the movies.
Called
Thunder Mifflin or whatever, kind of like that. It's all very solemn. One day he's walking and he sees this flower that is totally out of control. Sitting in black and white and dark blue. Flower.
Yeah. No, because that, directly affects what
I remember.
I couldn't.
The building, and then somebody tramples on the flowers.
So, and it's like,
that was one of the things that would.
Life and happiness and whatever. He goes in, and he wasn't feeling particularly good. So depressive. And he had, went to a doctor, and the doctor said, okay, cancer, you have 3 letters. Something like that. Like, I could stay here. Die and find a solution. But he, Alan, I'm not exactly sure, he decides that he's going to go on this journey and if he
you get what you can. Yeah, you get what you can. We had a whole discussion in the hall about
Egg Ryan. One of them is the, you know, business practice. No personality.
This one, it's just, people are different.
No sense of life. Another one is,
I don't know what to say.
Hippie.
How about
goes out.
The Broward County School Board is talking about
how the sister sends him out to go there and to get on the boat, and the boat will take him. And then you got the
survey.
Ryan,
can't keep going.
I was like,
yeah, because he has.
I thought it was.
I vaguely remember.
Out one day on a taxi to go.
Okay, so two kids.
Two has been postponed.
Everything, literally everything. Major League Baseball, the MLS.
And on top of that,
everything.
I saw that the NBA was canceling.
Right in the middle.
You ready, Ellen?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Literally.
And you can't Everybody would need that. There's so many different.
Okay, just so that you know, I'm not.
I think some of the have been saying, oh,
no earthly quail.
I assumed that. I thought you were a lion. I didn't think you were a lion. Now we go through the.
I didn't write that name. I'll go with you. Whatever you say, I'll agree with you.
Just all right here, D.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah, it's like a suicide, baby.
File away.
All right.
You know.
Carol, how many do you have?
I just can't remember. So it's very funny.
We're both
playing. Strategic. We both have our hair in ponies.
That's all I've been doing lately. By middle of the day, I'm like, oh, that person had a pretty good guy. I was in Germany.
I mean, right. Desperately, I need a haircut.
So, if I thought I could pull it off, I would try my husband's wrath, you know, and try to deal with it. Because I just feel like a pig. Well, that's why I short hair.
I would settle for a bob. My husband lost his mind when I cut my hair in an angle bob. Every day until it grew out. I hate your hair.
I know. You look really pretty, except for your hair. So, I'm like, well, but the thing is, it's like a double-edged sword because short hair is more work than this.
Yeah, because you just style it.
And you have to keep cutting it. And then I can't put up in a ponytail, so.
You're right.
Because you said earlier that I want 8 minutes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's reconvene and let's hear what you have to say with respect to the strategic initiatives. And Mr. Chair,
thank you.
So France is going to capture these. So if you could, in your response, just follow the template. Listen to the initiative. Identify the strategic issues it addresses. And identify the challenges in implementation.
Okay.
Capture them all. Hold them down here. If we have time, we're going to try and do a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks.
I only have one item.
Okay.
And the draft initiative, having been involved with airports for my whole life, I see us needing to integrate the airport more with the Boca political scene to get us the support. The Boca political scene, the Boca Raton political scene.
Okay. Okay.
Yikes.
You know, I go for it. You know,
wear your gloves.
That's what we fight a pilot. That's what we fight a pilot do. We just go for it. The strategic issue is, in my opinion, because we are a, quote, special district, the airport and the city don't really coordinate like I know how the Addison Airport does with Addison or Dallas, for example, and other airports. And the challenge here, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, is that the special district situation.
So the challenge? Special
district that we are.
Okay. I want to back you up. So the strategic issue, we have 7 of them listed. One or 2 or 3 that your idea addresses?
No. Oh, I see. I didn't do it that way. Okay.
Sure.
All right, watch me. That's me.
That's you.
Maybe number 3, the governor.
5 maybe.
Board members are appointed.
Combination of 3 and 5, yes. Yeah.
The board members are appointed by city and county.
And that was your only one?
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, after all my years knocking around here, that's one of the things I see that could make our operation, which would answer a lot of the questions that were brought up earlier. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Who wants to go next?
Not yet.
This guy right here.
All right. You have 5 of them, right?
I have 4 or 5, yes.
Woo!
The first one I have is, I thought of is, and I, maybe we're doing this, but I don't know about it, develop and maintain a succession planning effort for the airport executive director. That'd be strategic issues 1 and 3.
Okay, so it's a succession plan for the...
Yeah, because I do think that is important in a small business and how we're doing that, so...
It's important in any business, you're right.
Okay, and
obviously it's an important thing for the board is the executive director, the most important thing the board, one of the most important things the board does is picking the executive director.
Any challenge that you're going to think about, or did you note any challenges?
I didn't note any challenges, just the organizational. I think, again, that's all within the board to be able to do that and our attorney.
Okay. I had just a tag on to that because I had an initiative that would be maybe a little broader than that, is just, you know, assess, evaluate our staffing model and org chart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, the succession planning and talent management would be, you know, part of that. And, you know, I had that addressing 1, 3, and 5.
Yep.
Assessing and evaluate staff.
Staffing, you know, assessing our staffing model.
Organizational structure, yeah.
The organizational structure. You know, the challenge would be, you know, you're probably going to find that there are, you know, resource needs that are going to, you know, require investments.
Like financial resources?
Exactly.
Right.
I've got something on that same one, the legend.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it's a little bit broader, and I think embraces both. Both your points there. Preserve and develop institutional knowledge, human capital, best practices. So the institutional speak to the board and that issue of, you know, all five could, you know, many could turn over at the same time.
Yep.
Institutional knowledge would also speak to some of our senior on staff executives, as would the human capital. The human capital piece is all about the cross-training, so it speaks to number 3 and it speaks to number 1, and of course the best practices. So preserve and develop institutional knowledge, human capital, and best practices.
Okay, and then you said strategic issues are 1, 3?
And 3. At least 1 and 3, probably some of the others. And then the action steps would be, well, you got to know where you are to know what you need to preserve. And if we were to determine that the turnover of a large segment of people at a single time is a risk, if we determine that to be true, then you have to go, well, what do we do to change that? Is it worthy? Is it possible to change? Is what led the city to do that? Is it valuable? Is it not? So anyway, this is the broad one.
And you could add financial constraints. I mean, I'll tell you about that. And the other thing I thought of with staffing is, well, the hard part to me would be, well, what do we need first? Do we need additional help with, because you're doing cross-training, and again, it's more your issue than the board's, I guess, but what's the first thing? We need more operational people? Do we need more accounting? Do we need more government affairs? Because everybody talked about we're going out to the community, or a community affairs person.
Right.
So, and we only have so many dollars. Which one goes first and all
so
those. So those would be issues, I would think.
And that would be inherently driven by what the organizational priorities are that we need to address and work towards.
Challenge.
So Jim, I think
you're
okay. I appreciate you guys reading off.
I like that.
That's excellent.
The next one I had was, this may be a little bit out of the box, but I think it can be effective. And that's implement a board annual, a board member annual satisfaction survey. It'd be number 3, organizational effectiveness. I've seen this used in other boards I've worked on, and we're very fortunate here to have a board that works very well together. But I know there's a lot of boards that get out of whack, and I can certainly see, because we do have turnover every 2 years. We each have a 2-year term. A new board member might feel like, well, he's listening to me, or I didn't get a proper orientation, and that could come out in a private survey. Maybe we could keep confidential. Or somebody else, when there's a lot of new board members and someone who served on the board
they're not listening to me. I know what's going on because I've been here and I know the history, and they don't want to hear about it. And I could easily see boards with two-year terms getting out of whack at some point. And a survey could identify that, maybe help the staff or the board chair at the time to say, okay, hey, we need to reset and maybe consider this person, that person's issue.
Right, it's more self-evaluation.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to keep it in line to be effective, that's the
three.
More effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. Any other board members have anything that's similar to that, that would fold into that or build upon it?
I think a broad one. That's all about.
Here's a step, just hold on to it.
So that could roll into training, because again, one of the challenges sometimes is that we are public entities. So making sure that there's enough training and resources available to board members to fully grasp those the requirements specific to public entities. So that could be rolled into sort of that process.
It could also be rolled into the one I just said, best practice,
governance,
institutional knowledge, human capital, that's all levels, and best practices.
Including the board,
It could be an action.
Mm-hmm. Like an action.
Okay. What's the next one, James?
I thought implement a more, and this is, again, I don't know about the word, but implement a more significant government affairs strategies to impact state and federal legislation and grants. So number two. I was telling Rennie before, I guess it's page 35, I just lost my page, 35 and 36. We talk a lot, and the chairman just talked about the city government, page 39, excuse me, on our chart. We talk about city government, city council, chamber of commerce, and that's all good, and they're important. City government certainly is important. I'm appointed by the county commission to my two-year term. Cheryl is too. So we do work with the county, and we should work with the county. Maybe we should put it that way. And also, we know the impact on the fuel tax at the state level. We do invite state representatives, state senators here to the airport. We give them tours and try to educate them about the importance of the fuel tax. So that should be part of our government engagement. I know it is, but maybe it needs to be enhanced if we're thinking too local. And again, FAA is obviously important to us, and some of the trade I would call them Airport Trade Association that Claire is involved with. We need to be involved with them so that we know these impacts that are coming down, could come down, that it would impact our airport operations. Yeah. So that's what I had, number two.
Yeah, there's some real key bills being proposed, moving through the legislative process this year that would have an impact on us. That one on the diesel exhaust would have a significant impact.
And if we don't have a relationship with our local delegation of state and U.S. Congress folks and U.S. senators, then, we're not going to get a hearing.
Yeah, so we need more of a strategy related to
governmental
affairs.
Some kind of a significant government affairs strategy of some sort.
And all these types of new initiatives and valuable initiatives that we identify, unless you have adequate staffing, unless you have adequate funding, so it's all kind of interrelated.
The trade associations are good. We know the importance of trade as that personal
like
impact
our affairs person.
Of you're right here in my town.
And any issues that we deal with FAU, per the
FAU,
earlier part of the conversation on property.
Whole gamut. Yeah, whole gamut.
Would need that.
And so you might want to add that to that slide, that government engagement slide. I don't know. I looked at that and just thought, well, maybe that should be expanded a little bit beyond. The more important thing is strategic issues, obviously.
And what is it you wanted to add?
Well, I just thought that should be added. There's 39, state, county, state, federal, all three of them added to that page, because I don't know who would see this document down the road, but... might be some issues.
The next one I had, this is maybe, again, out of the box, I don't know, but investigating long-term strategies related to the non-aeronautical leases. I know they're all long-term leases, but I know that when they expire at the end of those 20 or 30 years, that property reverts back to the airport. Could we convert non-aeronautical space, a lot of it's down at the area you saw in that chart, down at the end of the airport here south of us, but could that be converted to aeronautical uses that has an economic impact because we get higher rents there than the aeronautical rents, I guess, but that could be a huge strategic thing many years down the road because all I don't know how much more, many more years they have on each of those pieces, but it's a significant number of years.
Part of this part of this process will also include an evaluation of all of those leases and the properties, but it also suggesting also speaks to what Mr. Folden mentioned earlier, when there are when one or another of the tenants is perhaps distressed economically because of the changes in the market that they're suffering, having a strategy in place that it serves as a somewhat of a roadmap for us to engage them might be important because we could, it would solve their problem and in essence give us some more flexibility as well potentially on the redevelopment of the property. One of the things that came out of the tenant meeting was just that they talked about, I think they understood the importance of the revenue generation of these non-aeronautical properties, but I thought they were right on point when one of them said, well, what if we can help get another piece of property and you can offset your non-aviation revenue there and then redevelop these properties? I think they're starting to see that, right?
Tenants became very creative.
And also having some opportunities, potential opportunities, even that far down the road of redeveloping for aviation uses.
Well, and I didn't address that because I already talked about the drainage,
right.
Area that could be converted, possibly the land or the land on the other side of the road there.
Right, but I think
this is another thing to think about as our overall strategy.
Right, but I think having a strategy that where we can develop something comprehensively that gives us tools and resources and current information would allow us to be able to react to those opportunities when they come up.
And I would even say even further, if these strategies are somewhat known and being discussed with your board, the tenants will know about it and will be, I should go talk to Clara about this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something for us in that.
Mm.
Okay. Jim, you have another one?
I have one more. The last one was just related to number six, issue number six. And I maybe we have this, and I don't know about it, or I don't know all the details, but maybe it's enhancing our plan for hardening airport buildings, including some of our tenants, or whether we can work with them. I don't know when I look at the hangars, how much they would handle on a Category 5 hurricane that fortunately Boca has never had, at least not as long as I've been here, but...
So your term hard...
The hard name would be the buildings.
Well, it refers to, in response to Mother
Nature?
Yes.
Not so much a security thing, but...
I'm thinking of hurricanes myself, personally, yes, but... Okay. And not only buildings, but I think some of our stuff is underground, electric and gas, even fuel supplies. And I know we do a lot of this, and our buildings are hurricane-proof, I think this building is, and customs, but I don't know about all the other buildings and all the things that we would need to get our airport back running as soon as possible, a la, as you said, the Bahamas and Puerto Rico and the airports that we know that we're... So it relates to number six.
I had just kind of an add-on to that is, again, maybe a little broader, but, make sure that our, disaster recovery plans are as robust as they can possibly be, which incorporates a lot of the stuff that Jim was saying about backup generators and just the preparedness. I mean, the reality is we can't do anything about the occurrence of natural disasters or man-made threats. I mean, so, how do we
how do we deal with them when they occur is what we need to make sure we're, you know, ultra prepared for.
So yeah, plan, preparation, training,
yep.
Having resources identified to respond.
So what we captured here, just on the same sheet as Jim's last one, is disaster recovery plans are as robust as possible.
Mm-hmm. We
and that's a response to issue.
Correct.
Okay. And Jim, that exhausts your list.
That's it. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Randy, you've already articulated or identified a couple. I assume you have more.
I've got a couple more. And maybe we have this, and it's kind of broad, but develop a land use and environmental policy and statement. You know, what are we looking to accomplish, you know, as we acquire land? I think tying into that is, you know, environmentally, you know, if we say we're going to compromise land, you know, that is now, you know, used for water, capturing water, you know, we need a statement that we're still, you know, sensitive to the environment, and, you know, we've had all the issues with this greater property that are well documented with owls and, you know, all of the stuff. So we can't be completely insensitive to that. So I don't know if we have any policy around land use or environmental statements that we made, but
the communication,
the optics of that, and that would be probably items 4, 6, and 7.
Okay. You haven't identified any challenges associated with that. I mean, I've kind of glossed over the last few times just for the sake of time, if nothing else. But,
well, we can enhance what our master plan says.
Well, I think what you're saying is, you know, making sure that we're prepared to demonstrate the value of that offset. If right now it's undeveloped, it's fallow, and it's sort of in its natural state, and we're going to put concrete over it, and, you know, we need to make sure that we have a really good and thorough ROI on that, and then be able to articulate the benefits of doing that.
Exactly what I was saying.
So messaging.
Yeah.
The analysis.
Messaging.
Messaging.
What else do you have, young man?
The need to, and this gets a little bit to the thing I brought up around metrics, but, you know, do we have an effective model to be able to utilize to help us when we're faced with choices on decisions that we have to make with, you know, primarily financial resources? Do we have an effective model to be able to utilize to help guide us in that decision making, so it becomes more, you know, objective versus, you know, subjective? I mean, you know, we haven't, you know, we've been in a good position where we haven't, you know, had to face many choices, at least since I've been here. It's but, you know, with some of these things that are being put out there around, you know, the number two, the long-term availability of grant funding, we may be in a position where we are going to need to make harder choices, and how do we go about making those? What type of tools can we create to help us?
Some language around that same one. Create financially sustainable model that mitigates the effect of dwindling operational revenue sources and shifting legislative and leasing demands. So,
can you repeat?
God, I knew sitting over your shoulder would
be reading on her paper.
I can give you this after, but create a financially sustainable model that mitigates the effect of dwindling operating revenue resources and shifting legislative and leasing demands.
Yeah, and guides decisions.
Right. Right. So if you have that model, that helps you make that decision.
Right.
Three moving parts there.
Right.
So what we've captured so far is a great financially sustainable model that mitigates the effects of dwindling
operating revenue sources.
Operating revenue sources.
That takes your state and your federal and anything and taxes.
Right.
Shifting legislative and leasing demands.
Shifting legislative and leasing demands.
So remember, these are long range. These should sustain us as guideposts for 5 years or more.
And again, we've combined your idea and Randy's on the same sheet, so you know, okay. And then that addresses, I guess, I look to both of you for feedback on which strategic issue you're initiative addresses. Randy, the one you teed up?
One or two?
Yeah, one.
For sure.
Two.
Probably,
okay. Cheryl, same?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And to make sure...
A lot of it, like the land constraints, that's going to
be
part
of... Yeah, ties into a lot of...
All of it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Land constraints is part of the financial sustainable plan. Where's that money coming from? It's going to come from creative approaches and, you know, mostly with the land or the leases. So it's also going to then be number five.
Okay. Thank you.
Airport.
Randy? You have more?
I'm good. That's good. It.
All right. Cheryl, I know you have some more.
I do. I have a couple of more, but not as many.
That was a positive affirmation.
Sorry for the end.
Very thorough.
Actually, I think that last one, that funding one, is a really important one. I have a long list of challenges to that. And
well, let's capture those.
Okay. I can read it here because my printer went crazy. I did it. All right, so one challenge to that would be possible resistance from some of the stakeholders because for the various programs. And part of that I'm trying to get at is, number one, I think there's a natural fear of change, whether it's from all those stakeholders, everybody that we talk to, and you mentioned, you anecdotally said, well, it's interesting that our vendors here, our FBOs, came up with all these creative plans. Well, why is that? I think that's because the aeronautical industry and the FAA, is, you know, it's bureaucratic. It just is. We're not used to thinking creatively, those in, you know, different businesses and the FBOs, it's like, hey, if it's going to affect my rent, I'll give you some good ideas. So it's the challenge of a mind shift to creativity. There will be a fear of increased financial burden to all those stakeholders on the financial sustainability one, right? Because we've got funding sources going away through all those revenue streams that we just identified in that circle. Well, they've got to come from somewhere. Yes, it's got to be fulfilled somehow, and some of it will likely come from either higher or best use, which may not be use, Cinemark.
Mm-hmm.
May just be, you know, no more extensions than somebody else. Or it may be increased rent. That's just common sense. And there may be other creative things too, like the land use, so that's a new revenue source. But there will be fear and trepidation, and it will likely mean, again, the paradigm shifts, and perhaps more will have to come from tenants. So a fear of increased financial burdens to some of these stakeholders. They said not used to the general aviation sector is probably not used to independent creative business approaches as independent businesses are. And we also need to, it's not necessarily a challenge, but a reaffirmation that as authority members, our responsibility is to fulfill the airport's vision and goals, not necessarily any sector that we happen to come from. It is sustaining, fulfilling our vision and the fiduciary responsibility of this organization, not any other, again, sector that we might either be a part of or support or endorse. We need to convey, again, I'm still on challenges of the financial piece there, convey the messaging to the stakeholders that the airport is not a cash cow, it's not cash rich. And you mentioned this, Clara. It comes up in most conversations. You've got all that money. Why do we have to charge any landing charges? Why do we have to charge at all to come into customs? After all, you got $7 million, $8 million, whatever it is in the bank. And we heard terms like windfall profit over the years in relation to the money coming in, easy to get grant funding. Well, we've just said all that's shifting and going away. We must rid and educate, rid that idea of richness, because all we need to do is have to self-fund one of these projects, and that's gone. So that's an educational process, and it's probably a long-term one, and it would need to be specific to the different stakeholders. And changing legislation requires coordinate. This is what you're talking about, long-range planning and specialized skills, not necessarily on staff. That's just what Jim was talking about. So the challenge is we can't slice Clara in yet another piece or, you know, one of her chief lieutenants and say, oh, by the way, we need you to be our chief lobbyist, and it's going to be a five-year plan to change our charter. No, you need to take a broader look at that. So that's financial implications, but it is a challenge. It's a commitment, and it's a mindset. It's not something that we have traditionally done. But again, we're looking at long-term meaningful change, so those are some of the challenges.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Most people do. Okay, I have another one. Preserve and develop, we'll talk about that, institutional knowledge, human capital, and best practice. That's the staffing resources one. And that speaks to basically all of them. Again, that's the one I already mentioned. I think you may have captured it.
Your first one down
there. Okay. Do you have additional challenges to add?
Requires adequate staffing levels to allow time to focus on what I'll call softer issues, because as a staff, they are always going to address the issues of safety and operational issues before they address, and this is human nature, it's not specific to any particular staff member or our leadership, but before any leader would develop a long-range issue, if there's oil out here, you're going to clean it up. Everybody's going to clean it up, and that's going to come first. If there's a safety issue, you're going to do that. If there's a short range of goal that we need to meet, you're going to do that. If there's a meeting you need to go to, you're going to do that. The board packet has to, that's the short range stuff. But if we don't have the adequate staff and the institutional knowledge and the human capital, those softer issues that we talked about that don't have immediacy associated with them, or again, safety or getting the planes out, they never get addressed. So that's one of the challenges there. On the land constraints, I kind of divided that up into three. Create a land use plan that does three things. It maximizes highest and best use, it identifies creative development opportunities, and it creates financial sustainability and environmental concerns. So that's a long-range, broad umbrella that, again, we are looking for when you put together your 2020 action plan and your 2021, is there line of sight to those action plans to one of these initiatives? Yeah. And I have a whole host of challenges there.
Which issue are we working on right now?
That's number four. Primarily,
okay.
But it also speaks
seven.
To the environmental
okay.
one.
Okay.
I would think it speaks to the funding as well.
Okay, I guess I'm hoping to.
Yeah. Okay, land use.
We have it up here, it says develop land use environmental policy statement. Is that what you're articulating now part of that? Or just
That one. That language came from Randy.
Correct.
So what I am saying is what I have is a little broader statement
okay.
that is aligned with that.
Aligned
with
this.
Yes, okay. And the broader statement would be create a land use plan that does three things.
Okay.
It maximizes highest and best use. It identifies creative development opportunities. It's four things. Supports financial sustainability.
Okay.
And addresses environmental concerns. So it's a land use plan that does those four things.
Got two of them written down. Maximize highest and best use.
Identifies creative development opportunities.
Creative development opportunities.
Support financial sustainability. In other words, it's got to make money. This is all about funding goes away. It still has to meet the needs of the users and all the stakeholders, but you can't build all hangers and charge $1.95. Can't do that.
Yeah. And the fourth item was?
And addresses environmental concerns.
Okay.
Have the owls and the oil and the things you want to be sensitive to. It's a land use plan that does those four things. And I've got a host of challenges, but let's get through the others and I can give you the challenges if you want to. On perceived value, increase airport's perceived value to three audiences, not only your stakeholders, which is usually where we go, and it's really a lot of where our community relations program goes, and we do a good job of that. But we also need to really push hard on thought leaders and decision makers, and this speaks to what Jim was talking about, is yes, we make deposits, successful deposits in the bank of public opinion locally pretty well. But we didn't do that 3 years ago, certainly before you came here, it wasn't done at all. That's the community part, and they will support us, I think, now when we need to. We need to move to making them ambassadors, but that's community relations. We do a better, let's say on a scale from 1 to 10, we're at a good 4 on that, maybe even a 5. But we need to get to thought leaders and decision makers. Thought leaders and decision makers with education, with factoids, because that gets us to changing the legislation, getting FAU to sign over. Oh, I get it. You're going to jump over me anyway and get the state to do it, so let me just hold hands and jump over the lake with you. That kind of thing. So there's a little twist on that, and I think that speaks to 5, 2, 1, and 4.
Sorry, Cheryl, you mentioned three audiences. Stakeholders,
your typical stakeholders, so you know, community and da-da-da-da, but thought leaders and decision makers.
Got it.
So thought leaders could be those powerful people, but they're not in charge of you and the actual decision maker. So if you were to get Schmidt, get Schmidt to go in with you to FAU and say, you know, it would be best for the whole community if you signed over that piece of land and then you do you think they're going to listen? Of course they are. That's the thought leader. And if you take that thought leader with you with a legislative person, a lobbyist, into a decision maker, dear Senator XYZ, we need you to not approve this, to keep this tax in place. Are you going to get listened to? Yes, you will. The answer might be no, but at least you'll get listened to. So those are the three.
Not it. Very good point.
And Cheryl, do you have all these typed up and written down?
I do. I'm a
nerd. I told you, Ace, too, if you're
I'm a nerd. You have no idea.
Teacher's back.
Yeah.
How many computers are that? I'll put you on hook.
He's into extra credit now.
Yeah, I am. And very efficient. And I have one last one that merges your five systems of resiliency and the environment. And that is minimize impact of potential environmental and technological threats. So we've talked about the environment, but it's really about protecting the environment on the other. And this is more about mitigating things we can't control. Cyber attacks from a technological, like cyber attacks, et cetera, phishing, all that kind of stuff, and environmental issues. And that could be environmental issues is fairly broad, too. It's not just hurricanes.
So minimize the impact of environmental and technological threats is what we can
yes.
do.
Okay. Yes. And again, that's the line that is mostly 6 and 7.
Okay.
If you look through, you know, some of these, like on the first one, I think I went to aligning staff levels to support organizational vision. If I didn't, that's an important one. But that's everyone. aligning staff levels to support organization. Again, the challenge is you have to create a compelling business plan for that, because none of us want to be looked at 2 or 3 years ago. Can you believe what they did? They had to staff people.
Yeah.
Really, in their eyes. So a real compelling business plan for it, and sometimes the way, and I'm a little bit speaking to challenges, the way you can do that is look at what happens if you don't do that. And there's a lot of negative impact there, the fallout there that helps in the business support plan.
That captures all yours?
Except for I have a lot of the challenges that there's on the other ones. But yes, in terms, that captures everything there in what we're doing.
And Mitch, I think we've already covered yours.
I gave my list to show.
Thank you.
What a great spokeswoman you are.
I appreciate everything you've done.
Full clarity.
She dropped the mic.
Clarity.
I've got nothing to add.
So, to help the planning committee with its next steps, what we'd like to do is have...
We have one more
board member hasn't.
Mr. Folden. James.
You said you didn't have anything.
No, there's no trouble.
Yeah. I'm a creative mind.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I've been sitting here listening to all the things that we talked about, what you want to do with the airport and the airport property. But the one thing I think we need to keep our eye on is what's going on around us. And we have, in Boca Raton, what exists today is not what's going to exist tomorrow. There's development plan, there's development going on. We need to be active in making sure that the navigational easements that we have in place are enforced and people are knowledgeable, but more so those that are in the planning stage, we need to involve ourselves in and make sure that we protect our navigational easements over these new developments, of which we have them going on our south side and our north side and our east side.
It's exactly why I brought up that subject of having to work with the city board. It's exactly that reason. Thank you, Gene.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's a real threat. Tall buildings,
absolutely.
Dense uses. Yeah.
I'm asking maybe out of school a little bit, but did that issue get discussed within the committee?
It was brought up in light of some development that are coming up, both right here as well as a little further down for residential developments.
Yeah, some of the tenants brought up, that where they live, they're impacted, believe it or not, and they're in the industry, by aviation, by flight activity over their homes.
So what we captured here was monitor development around the airport. There's surrounding specific reference to the
monitor and involve.
Yeah, I advocate.
Advocate, thank you. That's what I was looking for, yes.
That goes back to, again, the having a coordinated, resource and plan strategy for how we deal at the political and legislative level for some of these issues.
Anything else?
I yield. You yield your time to back to Cheryl?
Back to Cheryl, right?
So what we thought we would do is just ask, I know there's not a ton of detail surrounding it, hopefully you all understood what was being presented, is maybe capture your top three, okay? And I'd ask this, we'll just make this, do we have enough markers in the house?
I don't know, but we're running out of wall space.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you need markers?
Well, there are multiple, if there were, everybody have their own color? No?
I have more.
So what I'd like you to do is, kind of peruse what's up there, what's up there, and
pick your top three.
So your number, the one you think is the most important is your number one, and you got your smart. I know you can do it.
Yes.
going to be markers back, and if everybody, I'll give each of you a different color marker, and then you can make your top three, and we'll compile that. Look at you.
Tell me what we're doing. We're going to go around.
We're going to rank Michael.
But what are you ranking? Because some of them are taxed.
Okay.
Are we ranking?
So they're going to go in number their top three or higher?
Yes. So this is, if you look at them all, say, okay, so this is Hensing plan for Harding Airport buildings and infrastructure. After reviewing all these things, this is the one I think is number one. That becomes your number one. Implementing board member annual satisfaction survey, self-evaluation, this is number two, and then maybe help and maintain concession plan. Does that make sense?
We can give them all an A because they're grouping together, or you want them actually prioritized 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3.
By color, each one.
That's your color.
I got it.
There should be three blue numbers when we're done. There should be three round numbers when we're done. There should be three purple numbers when we're done. The green numbers. Make sense?
What was the last one we talked about?
Okay.
Okay.
On the door?
No.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Housing plan, landing plan?
Yeah.
Well, each of us is doing it, right?
Well, we're going in order, or each of us?
No.
Yep.
This is a freezer one. Fix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys know that they will bring some folder to our time together.
Think of it like speed date.
Who does the voice? The Jeopardy music, yeah.
We have some different tables.
I've done this before.
No.
And
I'd love to hear that. I got it.
We have white.
Appreciate your involvement.
Today, it's plain today. I think they're looking at the hands. We have is what we have here. I looked today too. I've looked every day.
Okay, everyone does realize bacteria.
It's embarrassing, isn't it? I have a pun at work.
And most of the soap in the bathroom is also
done, Mr. Chair.
I got my three.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Do they still make those old school
Those are great ideas, Joe.
Oh, that's from the
70s. So gross. The dirty towel that just keeps... And you can take a Michael wipe. You can take a... That's going to be next. OSHA stuff.
You can get washable wet wipes by tomorrow from Amazon.
From China?
Dude, washable wet wipes. Toy wipes and stuff? Not.
Clean.
My tabletop.
Well, it won't survive above what degree, right? So you just space heat every living thing up there?
They took your space heater?
That was weird.
I mean, you can do it for
them.
Then they can, the wipes they can't get right. Are there any, is there anything on any of the government procedures?
Yeah, everything's back.
Supply Works, Ranger, and
I check Ranger too, and everything's either out of stock or expected to live next delivery date, like May.
I got excited because one said March 16th, and I clicked on it, and then it said 2021.
What about like the refills for
They're still gone. You can't just buy the dispensers.
Yeah, I tried to get an additional dispenser. You can't even pedestal for the dispensers.
You know, my crazy aunt in Michigan, I think it's a home just recipe for hand sanitizer.
Oh, Thomas.
I thought we were going to contact the New York
homemade recipes, aloe vera and Everclear.
They're making their own.
I know.
What is it?
Aloe beer and Everclear is the homemade recipe.
Testing.
Aloe make out thick and Everclear.
Everclear is higher up
for the White House.
Cheetos.
I don't know.
And it comes in plastic bottles that are recyclable. So win-win for the environment.
Like, we know a whole lot about Everclear.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, don't ever ingest it.
I know, I like the base.
Oh, Randy, I'm sorry. I used old labels since we weren't delivering them.
No problem.
I know, you have a new address.
You guys done that? Do you want to reapply next month? Does he need a new W-9 with his new address?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Poor fellers.
The monitor airport surrounding development.
That's a 2-1 and 1-2.
And 2-2s.
Oh, 2-2s, yeah. And then maintain succession planning, that's 2-3s. And this one, that's 2-3s, Air Force Proceed Valley.
So it looks like the decision model for financial decisions is one of the top ones. The monitoring development around the airport. 3-3 is one and a 2.
Okay,
that's the increase the Air Force perceived value, thought leaders, stakeholders, decision makers. Well, this will all get summarized and pushed back out to you, and then you can take a look at the end results. That concludes my role with respect to the facilitation. I want to thank you all for making the time and for your inputs. What you've done here today with respect to affirming the strategic issues and developing an initial list of strategic initiatives will all go back to the planning team. That's the planning committee, that's Remy and Fran and the condo folks. They will continue to move the process forward as was outlined in the chart that Ben showed early on. I really appreciate the approach that you all took to today's session. You stayed engaged, you stayed positive, we had two laughs, and some great ideas from all of you. So I thank you all for that. And I was going to turn it back to the chair, but
he's self-important.
He's that was a good one.
That was well played, right?
Right?
Because we have a public
comment.
Randy, do you want to introduce the public comment?
Yeah, are there any public comments?
Briefly, I don't want to take much of your time, but I think everything I saw was laid out for that. Just a quick comment on the kind of the state of industry that I've seen. The carbon neutrality slash sustainability effort is real. I was briefed by the CEO of Embraer a few weeks ago in the other way in Palm Beach, and they have a whole team working on that sector. And so you talk about things like increasing fuel flow and smaller jets per seat, that's all going to be part of that, and even if it's a single engine versus a twin. And so I think that's going to be a continued trend, so just trying to keep that in mind. But that was an interesting time. I'll keep it there.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Any other business?
put the braces back down.
Adjourn.
What'll I do?
You still have to adjourn the meeting.
What'll I miss?
Public comment.
Oh, yeah, well, we have, we talked about it earlier, we have public comment, we have Nate from the public.
He spoke. He spoke.
That's what you hate, you represent the entire...
Oh, I missed it!
You mentioned you several times.
Anyway, a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Everyone...
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, really appreciate it. Wednesday night, the meeting. Claire will scrub it down and business casual.
Shall we bring, like, you know, drinks?
Some stuff.
Red wine, white wine, I mean...